This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria.
15 minutes past 8. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and we get into our conversation. What's been trending? If you followed the news, you would know that the political crisis in Rivers State has made front lines of every national newspaper. And the recent development that we got yesterday, when I say recent, I mean the High Court in Port Harcourt ordering the Martin Amewale-led Rivers State House of Assembly to stop using dogs and armed policemen to gain access to the house complex. Interim injunction by Justice Anagogo that also directed that the Martin Amewale-led group do not disrupt or stop the Edison Ehie-led group from carrying out their legislative duties pending hearing and determination of the motion. As you know, if you are in Rivers State, even outside Rivers State, you would know that the assembly at the moment is divided. And most recently, we had 27 lawmakers who people consider to be those led by the Martin Amewale faction and loyal to the minister, defecting to the APC. Yesterday, when this came out, you would then hear other lawmakers, former lawmakers in past administrations who have spoken about what should be done by the governor. If you also know, the executive had looked at the budget, FEC sat for the budget, and that budget is supposed to be presented to the Rivers State House of Assembly to be looked into and approved. How soon would that happen? Well, some lawmakers had different opinions, and this is what one of them said, a former lawmaker and commissioner in the Peter Odili administration, Paworie Sohosfor. He said the governor should not delay in presenting the appropriation bill to the Edison Ehie-led House of Assembly. And he was speaking with our correspondent, Soebi Oruwari. And I'd just like you to listen to his position and what he thinks about the situation.
I don't really see any, because as it stands now, Right Honourable Speaker Edison, he is the speaker. The others have left the party and invariably vacated their seats. It's for the process to take place to replace them. And so that budget should be presented to him in the assembly. So I think both sides should really act to the part of peace, so that River State, you know, can progress.
All right, another lawmaker also spoke Friday, AK, and this is what he had to say.
House of Assembly is House of Assembly. It is not the number that matters. There was the House of Assembly constituted, that is what is important. The state must move on. The governor did not say others should not participate, but those ones, they are vacated. So as long as they are vacated and the law does require that you are no more member of the House, and the party is the national body of the PDP and Pickens of State, already declared that those seats are vacant. The governor cannot call those who are no more members of the assembly to come and preside over the budget of the state. So those who are available are the people that we deal with, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, so you heard both those lawmakers saying there's nothing wrong with it. The executive should go ahead and present the budget to a faction of the House led by Edison Ehie. Well, now this is where the conversation comes in. My guest this morning is a former deputy speaker of the 7th State Assembly. Leyi Kwane would be joining us on the show this morning via telephone to give us insight into the workings of the House, what the rules say and how these rules apply. We're trying to establish contact with him. As soon as we do, we'd hear from him. While we await that, let me bring to your attention something. This one is quite interesting. Chapter 5, Part 2, Section 96. This is what it says there. It says the quorum of a House of Assembly shall be 1/3 of all the members of the House. That's the part one of it. And the part two says, if objection is taken by any member of the House of Assembly present, that they are present in that House besides the person presiding, fewer than 1/3 of all the members of that House, and that it is not competent for the House to transact business, and after such interval, as may be prescribed in the rules of procedures of the House, the person presiding ascertains that number of members present is still less than 1/3 of all the members of the House, he shall adjourn the House. So 1/3 is what is needed. If it's not up to 1/3, you can't sit, or whoever is presiding would have to adjourn until you can form a quorum. And we've seen this happen several times, especially at the National Assembly. I think it was one time that happened where... I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was an emergency and they had to cut off recess or something. I can't remember, but it happened. I've seen it happen one time. Now, what this implies is for many people, it will be impossible for the governor to present this budget to the House if it's not up to 1/3. And some people will argue that the Edison Ehie-led faction of the State Assembly does not meet that criteria or that demand of the Constitution. Now, but if you also look at it from another lens, which is the argument of some other people, it would be this. The fact that 27 lawmakers defected to the APC. Now, what does that imply? This is where we now also look at this. If you look at this section, it says it is crystal clear that a member of the assembly, if he vacates his office, once he defects, okay, should vacate his office once he defects to another political party. Now, this is the position taken by the Constitution, and it accords that political party is known to represent a particular ideology. So if you are leaving that political party, you have to leave that seat. Now, that also... it's a conversation that a lot of people are bringing up. And from that perspective, they are saying, well, what that means now is that, hey, we don't have to, we have 27 vacant seats. So however small the number of lawmakers remaining are, that is what we work with, because the seats of the others are vacant. Now, the seats of the 27 that defected, has it been declared vacant? So there are plenty of questions that you would want to ask yourself if you look at what's happening at the River State House of Assembly at the moment, especially if you look at it going by what is said in the Constitution, Section 68. Look from subsection 1 down, you would see all of the details. The Constitution in Section 68, subsection 1, provides for instances when a person elected into the National Assembly shall cease to hold office. Of interest to discussion, this is the paragraph you should look at, subsection 1. Being a person whose election to the House was sponsored by a political party, he becomes a member of another political party before the expiration of the period for which the House was elected, he would have to vacate his seat. That's one condition. Provided that his membership of the latter political party is not as a result of a division. That's now a caveat you there. As long as it is not as a result of a division in the political party of which he was previously a member, or of a merger of two or more political parties or factions by one of which he has previously sponsored. So the argument many people still make is those who defected cannot vacate their seats because they believe. And that's what public opinion is. And we have diverse opinions about this, that there are issues in the PDP. Now, if you say there are issues in the PDP, one will begin to ask questions. When did these issues start? And if these issues were there during, before the elections, and you still rode on that party throughout to get to office, are you just realizing that there are issues? So it's going to be a lot of questions. And I think ultimately, it's going to be a case of people trying to put morality with the law. What's the moral thing to do? We'll find out. But there's an interesting question I need you to respond to, and that's on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And this is what I'm asking you. I need you to respond and let us know what you think. Do you think that the people of River State are interested in the development? I'm not talking about the people, just the people. I'm talking about the people of River State and the followers of political leaders. Are they interested in the development of the state, or are they just after their personal interests? especially when you put side by side the current political situation in Rivers State. I would like your comments on that. We take a very short commercial. When we return, we'll open the phone lines and we'll take your messages on WhatsApp. Hopefully, we'd have been able to establish contact with my guest. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's get back into it. I'll be opening the phone lines in a matter of moments to APIST 8. And my name is Ifeyemi Andrew. The conversation continues on the Morning Crossfire. And we've been looking at the calls by former lawmakers and other Rivers stakeholders for the governor to go ahead and present the budget before the House to the Edison Ehie-led faction of the State Assembly. In fact, if you must know that the APC and Chief Tony Okocha of the APC has said this order by the High Court would not be obeyed. He says they will not obey. That was what he said. We will not obey that order because they think it has no grounds. And he had his own position about ex parte orders as well. Well, for you, before the break, I asked whether you think that Rivers State and followers of political leaders in the state, are they really interested in the development of the state, or is it all about personal gains? When you look at what is currently happening within the political space, let us get your opinion on that. I had given you a background and the position of the law with regards to what is happening at the State House of Assembly. Now, open the phone lines and get your thoughts. We're still trying to establish contact with my guest. We're supposed to be speaking with the former Deputy Speaker of the 7th State Assembly, Lee Ekwani, who was also a governorship candidate in the last elections that held in Rivers State. Well, until we get in touch with him, we'll keep trying. Let's open the phone lines and hear from you. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. You can also call 0817-923-0003. Either of those numbers, and you are a part of the conversation. Bright is on the line from Rumibo. Let's start from there. You heard the question. We need you to go straight to your response. Bright, good morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, Bright, go ahead.
Yes. To your question, the answer is no. And it's more so because we do not understand what the concept of development is. We are always taking political development to mean projects from local government to everybody, to political class. What we always hear people talk about development is projects. I had a conversation with some other person the other day. He was mentioning some schools that were remodeled by the past governor. And then I asked him, go ahead the statistics of the performance of students of the schools he remodeled. The Romo Kutages, Yemo Grammar School, Girardi Memorial School, and all those schools that were remodeled with class building. Go and get the statistics of the performance of those students. Then it tells you that what was done was mainly mortar and bricks, not with intent to develop the students in the school. So the politicians we have in Rivers State will not really bother about development. And that is because we do not know what development is. If you even listen to every other person that has been talking about theme or no theme or theme, so what I'm doing, please, what is it? Governance policy. Where does he want to drive Rivers State to? And every other person will come to radio or call online to tell you, oh, he's doing very well. Please, on education, what do you want to do? On health, what do you want to do? Infrastructure that they call about, infrastructure is not all about road. Everything that has to do with life, infrastructure, transportation, education, health, these are all infrastructure. But we understand all these things. What we call development is once any particular project is built, we take it as development. But from the position you was at on the law, the position of the law, you didn't do it subsection 2 of that section 109. When a legislator defects, his seat is not automatically vacant until the speaker or the senate president acts. The subsection 2 tells us who will give it to declaring the seat vacant. So as it stands now, those 27 lawmakers still have their seats until it is deliberated on the floor of the House by their members.
Thank you very much. Reasons
are given, or reasons for their defection are given, that they are not cogent. And the speaker speaks. When the speaker has not spoken according to Section 109, Subsection 2 of 1999 Constitution, they still have their seats.
All right, Bright, thank you very much.
That can sack them. It is the speaker and the House.
Thank you very much, Bright. But I think we also mentioned that, because I know I've asked, I mentioned the question. At the moment, you can't say they are vacant because their seats have not been declared vacant yet. So technically, would you say they are still lawmakers? You heard Bright, they're still also affirming to the same position, which brings up all the confusion a lot of people are having right now. Braid in Buguma, good morning.
Good morning again.
Yes, go on.
For me, if you look at the court ruling, automatically everything emerged as a speaker. And even if these 27 House of Assembly members apologize and come back to the park, they are not an assembly members again. Let us look at that section 109 very well. They have already declared themselves another party without any issue. There is no issue in the party. Last time I checked, the PPC does not have any crisis. So when they were having crisis, they conducted the election and also met as different as the part of various constituencies. Right now, they are fighting a secretary. If the secretary tries to the party, so for me, as a match, as a speaker, the budget should be presented to the four House members, because they are, that is what we have until new election is being conducted by INEC.
But Brent, you also know that the position of speakership in the, of the House is an elective one by members of the House.
Yes. But court has pronounced anything. If you look at the court judgment, the court has categorically said the former speaker should not even use talk or police to guide himself to go and tell anything. And they should not scuttle the editing speakership to speak the House. So automatically, the governor should present his budget, and also the court. Also, wherever the governor provides for the sitting, this House of Assembly is under maintenance. That the governor so provided for the sitting. So if the governor says anything, please, this is where I have for you Assembly members to sit. Everything can sit with his House members and pass the budget, and also automatically to make a pronunciation.
All right, Brad, thank you very much.
So everything has that power right now. But automatically, PDP has also sent INEC to quickly conduct another election.
All right, Brad.
The National has done that.
Thank you very much.
There are no more an assembly members. They shouldn't parade themselves.
All right. Thank you, Braid. Thank you very much, Braid. Thank you very much. But as a breaking news, I think you should also know the reports that came in earlier that the state government would want to do renovation work at the assembly. But reports I'm seeing online here says that the government, River State government, will be demolishing the House of Assembly complex for renovation. What it is. We'll still have to wait for the state government to confirm through the Commissioner of Information on what he's doing, why it's doing this, and when. But I think the reason will be clear: renovation. How long the renovation is going to take, and perhaps before the renovation even commences, we should know who and what was responsible for the, whether it was a fire outbreak or explosion or arson, whatever it is that we experienced at the State Assembly. In the past couple of weeks, I think we need to know what happened and what was behind it. We still haven't gotten, Rivers people still haven't gotten that report. But what it says now is demolition of the House of Assembly complex for renovation. Muriel is in Okrika. Good morning. Muriel, please, you do well to call back. Let's go to Robin in Eche. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother. It's Femi Andrew.
Welcome.
Yes, amongst other questions you have asked, which includes whether politicians, their intent coming in on board is to develop the state or the country at large. My view is no to an extent, and is based on my personal findings. Some have the interest to develop their people, but majority of them are just there on self-aggrandizement. If not, why would somebody think to own a state and own everywhere in Port Harcourt? And still own in Lagos and still own in Abuja? How will the people benefit in the position he occupies as a politician? Now, we have a discussion back and forth as a result of what has happened in the state assembly and the government of the day. We have been shouting, some of us, before now, that it's a wrong thing for one man to begin to chase the poor and rich. Chase senators, not allow people to campaign, choose it and pick who stays where and where. And the elders who are supposed to speak out, they kept mute because most of them are beneficiaries in licking the sugar. As I speak to you, Ifeanyi Andrew, their daughters and sons are still in this government licking sugar. But the rest majority of River State citizens are hungry like me today. Andrew, are you not, were you not here in Nigeria, in River State, when the former governor was in Ntor? In democracy, were you not here when he was telling people to go and hope for a summer? Were you not here when he was going to IYC? That you're threatening me, thunder and all the rest, is unfortunate. But I think people should continue to speak up so that this new ones that are occupying position today should change and allow people to vote people of their choice.
All right,
and not to go and block INEC.
Thank you. Election. Let's go to Cookie Gam now, who is in Ruma Lumani. Cookie Gam, good morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Cookie Gam.
Andrew, what happened to River State, my River Assembly, is just like this. Andrew, he worked in Nigeria Info today. So other people have worked there and left. If you work there for 23 parties, you only Nigeria Info one day. If you leave Nigeria Info, their life goes on to you. You will not forget about them. Proceed on. Andrew, one man in River State in 2013, when he wants to become governor, do everything in his power to go to become governor. And God gave to him as a governor in 2015.
Mm.
It was later 215, 292, 233. This was God allowed to rule. They are finished his tenure. I don't know what he wants to do again in the again. That's causing this Buhara in River State. That's what I look at it. It's not true. A man that God gave grace to become a governor for 8 years for River State. A man that has about 8 million persons. God gave grace to become for 8 good years. After ruling, he wants to make sure he continues to rule again. Leave River State forever. And what's in River State today, I told you that they say, I want to be the commissioner of police. Be a political, don't favor A or B. They need to have. River State is like a pony river that is too deep, that swallows people's head. So for me, I said, I beg the police, the judiciary, to stay neutral, do their work. Yes, the report has given out that the people is sick and function. I don't know if that happens again, Lala. But what I'm going to tell you today, what is in that Monday, they will let that order. But they will let that order. You know, they, that, that's what they do. When they got they have to maintain the status, so they will let it be. So let them obey the rules. They are lawmakers. They should obey the rules of the court.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Ogbugu now. Origi is on the line. Thank you. Origi, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
How are you today at your place?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
It is a very big shame for your state today. This is the last news I've heard that they are going to destroy a money that was voted by taxpayer to destroy the complex. It's a shame. Are they fighting the house or they're fighting on church? Both Fubara and the Governor Wike are shameless people. It's unfortunate to have
I beg your pardon. Mr. Fubara is the governor and Wike is a minister.
So
you correct.
Even if anything happens, we need to destroy the house. Is it okay that somebody you know him that building and they use that place to search what it is today? We have not gotten.
They don't say there was an explosion at the complex. So perhaps that's the renovation. Okay. They need to demolish to renovate.
Demolish. You see, let us be very frank to ourselves. Let us be very frank to ourselves. I have a new thing that you have done to demolish the state. It's not okay. Let them be careful to what they are doing. These people degenerate to different things. And that it will bounce on their head. But I'm only warning our youth. Their children, their brothers are not now part of those people coming around to campaign or to do whatever. Their children are all out. Let our boys, our kids, be careful. These people are deceivers. Politics is a useless game of what I should say. If what the white men brought to us as politics, you know what we are doing. Thank you very much.
All right, Dixon is in Rumudara. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Welcome.
The issue of development in Nigeria generally, politicians is all about themselves and their interests. Whatever development they are putting in, whatever infrastructure, whatever, if they don't get anything there, they don't do it. Secondly, on the issue of EDC being the speaker, I read the judgment of whether the court yesterday. I didn't see where the court pronounced Edison as speaker. I think you can also read it. You are a journalist, and Kamata actually corrected this yesterday evening. If the court did not pronounce Edison as speaker, please, it is important for you to read it. I'm not on anybody's side, and I think the government trying to want to destroy the house. They should allow peace to reign. The two both sides should give room for peace for the benefit of liberty. But there is no way in that pronouncement from court yesterday that Edison was pronounced as speaker. Please, it should be corrected. Of course, they have said, let them meet, let them have their non-assembly this thing. But it didn't say Edison is the speaker. It needs to be corrected, please.
All right, Dixon, thank you very much. And that has also been said, I think in details, what the interim injunction also said, this is it clearly. The Justice Dinagogo directed Martin Amewale-led group not to disrupt or stop the Edison Ehehie-led group from carrying out their legislative duties pending the hearing and determination of the motion. All right, it's an ex parte order. You know that the court had ordered both factions to maintain status quo. And we know that when all of this initially started was when some members of the House held their own sitting and voted Edison Ehie as Speaker, while we already also had Martin Amewale as Speaker, who was originally Speaker of the House before the whole quagmire began. So that is where we are. And this is what the court had said, telling one faction not to hinder the activities of the other faction. And there are pictures surfacing online now of Edison Ehie sitting over proceedings 90th, I think it was 90th, if I'm not mistaken, sitting of the State House. Where they are sitting now, we don't know, but it for sure did not look like the Assembly Complex. From the picture, where they are sitting, we don't know. If perhaps the governor provided somewhere for them to sit, I can't tell. But all those details, perhaps you would get subsequently. Let's go to Idine in Koro. Good morning.
Yeah, Andrew Bemi, thank you very much for this topic this morning. Yes, the former governor have ruled before. Andrew Bemi, in this station, when I was praising this former governor every day by day. Now we voted for him. He has ruled and gone to become a minister. I leave this particular man to work. He said no. Edisley is sitting today, and the river staff of assembly was caught by fire. They are renovating the place today. So when they are renovating the place, the governor has the right to provide an alternative place for them to sit. That is why they are sitting today. All those who are coming to say river, they are wasting river, they are wasting river's money. I feel that Jude left Nigeria school. Now that take over. He's doing well. Jude did not come and worry Canada. He will stay. Nigeria is coming. So, former governor should please leave the present governor alone to work for the people. Thank you very much. God bless. I remember on the behalf of the
Okay, Ida, thank you. But please, Jude did not leave Nigeria Info. Jude is very much with Nigeria Info. I need to correct that. Thank you. Christian in Aoda, good morning. Hello, Christian.
Yeah. Where is that people? What is the spread of peace? Peace. You know, some of these conditions, they keep when they're dressed, so that there's a crisis between the governor and the minister, so that they can eat from here, and eat from here. But we, personally, I pray for peace so that they can come to unity and push the state ahead. But when they are not in unity, they have to divide.
All right, thank you very much, Christian. Akanto is in Bori. We'll get to him shortly. But if you go on Facebook, Courage Bobo Wosu says, State House of Assembly demolition, waste of River as taxpayers' money. The demolition is ongoing at the moment. River State is a multi-ethnic state and no individual can dictate for River's people. Governor Sim is in charge and must be allowed to be governor. And Caleb Abinoye says, did the 27 lawmakers tell River State people they want to impeach the governor? There is no big difference between... Okay, this was Caleb, if you listen to my conversation yesterday where I had... Choma Choko on, you can go back on Facebook and listen again and you'd have more details that might explain this question that you're asking. Prince Bassam says it's unfortunate that in today's River State everybody has become a legal advisor on the court pronouncement, whether wrongly or rightly. Everybody cannot be a legal advisor, true, but everybody has to have an idea of what these things are, because at the end of the day, whatever decisions and orders and laws or judgments that come out would directly impact River's people, as what is happening now is affected the development of the state, whether you like it or not. Sorry, Akanto from Bori, but I don't think we can take that call. We're already out of time. Another message says, good morning. Whatever is happening today in River State is strongly driven by political personal interests. It is not for the development of River's people. He also says, please, they should allow the innocent people of the state breathe. Okay, he did not include your name. Mike says, good morning. 27 lawmakers are only doing whatever they are doing for their selfish interests and for their leader. This fight will end up slowing the growth of the state and Rivers people will suffer for it. Mike from Thai sent that one in. See if I can take one more. This one says, Rivers House of Assembly is being brought down and you guys are reporting it in. Please, let's hear this news. Thank you. Well, it's been brought down and we've said it quite a number of times that that's what's happening and the reason is for innovation. Well, once again, apologies. My guest perhaps had some other issues and couldn't make it. Hopefully next time.